the stars of Francis? This is a very long question. By the time I get to the question, I think the question's probably on the back. It's just
okay.
The village mill has been running at a near $100,000 deficit for 2 years in a row, and according to the BCA website, it has a staff of 4 people. On the other hand, the Woodlake newsletter currently is a 24-page edition, which contains the same kind of information, and in addition, each issue for the last 5 years is available in its entirety on the Woodlake website, thereby potentially saving a significant amount of money which could be used for other purposes in Brander Mill, and in addition, potentially being able to either reduce staff or reassign them to other responsibilities. Okay, so the questions are...
Yeah, I got that question.
Okay.
I think I have the question, all right? And you just want to know my position on it. I will tell you that the village mill won an award, okay? I don't believe I've seen Woodlake win an award, okay, for their newsletter. So I want to say that as a positive thing for the village mill. It, you know, we have a community manager, which is Jane Fritz. Her responsibility is to staff and run her operation, okay, the way that that she needs to do. I'm going to trust that Jane has looked at the village mill. She's aware of the fact that perhaps maybe there are some deficits there and maybe there's something that can be done. But I believe that she is addressing that. I do not believe as a board member that we should get into micromanaging the BCA. We are there to set policy and to make sure that they have what they need for being able to run the operation. It's easy, and if I wanted to, I could find a million things to criticize, okay, about the BCA or our community. But to be frank, I think we have a great community. I think we have a lot of good people. We have a lot of great volunteers. And those aren't volunteers that are on the village mill, but I think they work very hard to try and do what they need to do, which is bring in income, okay, to the BCA. Now, maybe they haven't been able to bring in as much income as perhaps maybe what was needed in order to cover particular instances. But I can't tell you that they all work very hard. I can't imagine any of you that are employed anywhere that don't work hard at your job. And I feel like that our employees there at the BCA work very hard to try and, you know, do and provide for the community. Maybe there's some other ideas that could be done, some other creative ways of coming up with advertising, or perhaps maybe more on the internet, which I believe they're taking initiative now. They have got more presence on the website. If you've gone on and looked at the website, perhaps maybe that's something that could be done also with the mill and advertising on the website. I'm sure that they're looking for ways in order to make our community more up-to-date and more, you know, viable to the people that are coming here and being able to access the information quicker and get more information quicker. So, I feel like I did. Let's say I'm out of what to say. So.
Yeah, you're under no obligation to use your full 3 minutes.
Okay.
I
want
to real quick.
Okay, so my position would be, I just can't see us copying Woodlake.
think the community should bring to life. I just think the Village Mill is a phenomenal information source. It's great to show off what our kids are doing in the sports. It's great to show off what Brangerville people are doing, things that they've done that affect them in our community. Again, I think that newspaper gives us a sense of community. And I think when you look at the big picture of the amount of money that is spent, that Brangerville spends, I think that's very valid.